Welcome into the Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I am your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the Extra is John Carroll with Special Kids, Special Families here in Southern Colorado. As May is National Foster Care Month, and there is a lot to talk about, not only the great work Special Kids, Special Families does, but what you can do to help out with the kids in need here across Southern Colorado. John, it's so good to see your face here in studio.
It is great to be back. I always enjoy walking into this building, Andrew, so many memories, you know, 25 years I spent here at KRDO, and it's great to see you again, too. Exactly. Thanks for this opportunity.
No problem at all. And let's talk about what is going on at the new gig over at Special Kids, Special Families. How's everything going? And for those who may not be as aware, let's talk about the great work you guys do across Southern Colorado.
Yeah, well, for a little over 2 years now, I've been at Special Kids, Special Families, where I'm the Development and Communications Manager. We are a 501c3 nonprofit based in Colorado Springs, serving children and adults with disabilities through a variety of programs and really kind of a lifespan approach. We've got Zach's Place for Children. A lot of people have heard of that, that maybe haven't heard of SKSF, mm-hmm. but that is over on the west side off of 30th Street, Garden of the Gods neighborhood. It is a daycare that operates 7 days a week for children with disabilities, various developmental disabilities, special needs. Probably about half of our clients that come there are on the autism spectrum. And the neat thing that I think we do at Zach's, that's great for the parents, is we will let them drop off the typically developed siblings as well as the child with special needs, so the parents aren't running all over town having to go to different daycares.
Yeah, and it helps with the kids, too, with the special needs, feeling, you know, that sense of normalcy that, A, they're getting, you know, the help and the special assistance they need, but they've got their siblings around, and they have, you know, that sense of, hey, I'm just a kid having fun at daycare while mom and dad are off doing their thing.
And it helps us, too, because the child with special needs may have some behaviors that can be tricky to deal with, and sometimes the sibling can say, hey, when this happens, you know, here's what my mom does, or here's what we do. And so we've got that, you know, that relationship there that really helps out. Got a great staff there. But while we're, you know, having some airtime here, we are hiring, like,
as
you know,
is everyone.
People yeah. looking for work. Yes. And we are hiring child care workers over at Zach's Place. We're, got a position there for a director as well, so beef up our staff. And the thing with Zach's is we serve a lot of single-parent families, low-income families, and we charge on a sliding fee scale if they don't have maybe some Medicaid coverage or something to help out. And there's also the Colorado Child Care Assistance Program, but that reimbursement is nowhere near the value of our services. So we usually kind of operate at somewhat of a deficit there, and that's where a lot of fundraising comes in.
Exactly.
And a little later in the program, I would love to tell you about some fundraisers we have coming up in the fall, and we are fingers crossed getting back to some in-person events.
Exactly. We'd love to highlight what's going on, how our listeners can help the ongoing work, what all is going on at Special Kids, Special Families. And of course, as we mentioned, starting the program, May is National Foster Care Month. We're going to talk about that still ahead on The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour is John Carroll with Special Kids, Special Families, and we'd mentioned May is National Foster Care Month. And John, let's talk about the need to have foster care, have foster parents step up, open their homes and their hearts to kids in need across Southern Colorado.
Yes, that's true, Andrew. There is a great need. The most recent statistics I found are from 2019 that each day in Colorado, approximately 12 children and teens enter foster care, and there are more than 4,600 in the system. The need has never been greater. And in fact, we have at Special Kids, Special Families, we have a child placement agency, and that's what they focus on is placing children who are in the foster system in the care of loving families. And we've got probably close to 50 families right now that are taking care of children in the system. And you know, the thing with foster care is the goal is to get that child who has been removed from their biological home for whatever reason to reunite them with the family. That's the ultimate goal. And the foster placement could be for a day, could be for a week, could be for several months or longer. You never know. It's kind of an open-ended thing. And I think, you know, when a lot of people think foster care, they think of very young children being placed into the system, into someone's home. But at this point, right now, there is a great, great need for families who will take in teenagers. And, you know, it can be a difficult age group. You've got your lovely little daughter there. You're nowhere near experiencing the teen years yet. But, boy, I tell you what, there are some challenges, and especially for kids who are in the foster system. You know, they've been bounced around from home to home and whatever reason. But it takes a special family to step up and provide care. And that's what we need right now. That's what we're really looking for out there, is families who will take in teens into their home. Now, we do, you know, people aren't out there on their own with this. We have an orientation once a month that we do on the first Tuesday of every month. We can do that via Zoom. And you just have to reach out to our child placement agency at Special Kids, Special Families. I'll give the website. It's skSFColorado.org. SKSF, Special Kids, Special Families, Colorado.org. And all the information, all the links are there. We have some great videos we've produced on a couple of our foster families. And in fact, let me just tell you one quick story. We've got a family. They, a young couple, they had difficulties getting pregnant, finally had a biological child of their own. Well, they just had a lot more room in their hearts to love more children, but rather than go through that process again, they decided to become foster parents. And this family, they were put in their care, was a little two-year-old girl with various developmental disabilities. She was blind, hearing issues, had some cerebral palsy. And this little girl, let me tell you, has just thrived in their care, and to the point where, you know, she wasn't able to be reunited with her biological family. So this couple ended up adopting her. So they've brought her into their home, and they're fostering another young child with developmental disabilities. Now, we do primarily at Special Kids, Special Families, our child placement agency, we place into foster care kids with special needs, but we will take anybody, you know, that the state or county refers to us, Department of Human Services, so.
And again, and it takes a special family as well, because ultimately, you know, the end goal for not only your organization, but, you know, human services, everyone else, is to reunite those kids with their biological parents once they get, you know, on the right course, once they get on their feet. But if that's not the case, you know, having those parents that can love them like their own up until the moment that they're either reunited or they have that opportunity, it does take very special people. And again, that's where a lot of that orientation, that training comes into. That it's coming into. So you're not just, you know, calling a phone number and next thing you know, someone showing up at your doorstep with a young kid in need. You get all that training, and that's what those orientations, the Zoom classes, everything really focuses on, is not only preparing you for what to do, but kind of helping with some of those emotional tools as well, to be able to pour 100% in and then be able to deal with if the kid goes back to their own parents in the long term.
And that's, you know, absolutely right. I have, you know, got to meet several of the families that are part of our child placement agency fostering children. And I swear, these people just have gigantic hearts, so much love to give. But I'll tell you what, you know, people thinking, wondering out there, maybe, I've maybe wondered about being a foster parent. I don't know what it takes. Well, in Colorado, there are no restrictions on who can foster, you know, no restrictions on race, religion, sexual orientation, marital status, any of that. Just have to be at least 21 years old, pass a background check, complete training, and receive some home study, which we provide. You know, we don't just place a child in a home and then it's like, okay, you know, good luck. No, there is a lot of contact with our supervisors that go out and visit the families, and they make sure that the, you know, the child is going to be in a safe environment. And then there's a lot of follow-up and training and things like that, just to help these foster parents, you know, with what they need to do to care for these children.
Exactly. You know, not to sound too cliche, but it does take a village, and you get special kids, special families, help to facilitate, bring in more members into that village. And of course, that can't be done alone. If people want to get involved, volunteer, maybe make donations. I know we've got some fundraisers coming up that we'll still get to, but if someone is just listening right now saying, hey, I want to get involved somehow with the great work you guys are doing, what's the best way to get a hold of and get plugged in at Special Kids, Special Families?
Well, a good place to start, again, our website, sksfcolorado.org, or you can call at 719-447-8983 and speak to one of us there. We've all, you know, got answers to any of your questions, and are just looking for anyone that wants to step up and get involved and help out. We've got so many programs at Special Kids, Special Families. And I really think that's kind of what helped us get through this past year is, you know, we didn't just have one program that we depended on, but kind of diversified over there.
Yeah. And again, a lot of the work you guys do is a little bit more hands-on, very, you know, involved. How did the past year work with everything having to go remote, getting used to Zoom? How did that kind of impact your ability to help families throughout the region?
Well, at Zach's place, we were able to stay open, and in fact, early on in the pandemic, we're busier than ever. We were finding situations where first responders and healthcare workers, people like that, that may have had a special needs child in a different daycare, mm-hmm. well, their daycare is closed. And so we were taking in a lot of children at Zach's that were new to our program. Just for an example here, how much things have grown over at Zach's place, our food bill this past March was $1,500 just to feed the kids. I mean, it's typically it would have been like prior to COVID, maybe $500 a month, $800 during the summer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because we provide three meals a day and snacks, kids might come to Zach's place for an hour or a few hours or the whole day. And we take in a lot before and after school. So it's been busier than ever at Zach's place and going very strong.
Exactly. And again, as you'd mentioned as well, Zach's place, like another, a lot of other organizations as well, if got that help, wanted to sign out. If you got that heart, maybe want to help pour in to some young children with special needs in the area, give them a call. Go to the website, sksfcolorado.org. You can get all the information, get plugged in to really help change some lives here in Southern Colorado. Well, John, we've got a lot to get into still here on the program. We've got to take a quick break for some commercials, local, national news, et cetera. You remember that kind of part of the business.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah. So we've got that, but we've got much more of the conversation with John Carroll, everything going on, how you can help impact and change the lives of kids across Southern Colorado with special needs. Still ahead on The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're also streaming live at KRDO.com. If you miss any of the program, don't worry. After the show is done, we'll have this posted up on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts as well. Thanks for listening to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. And joining me this hour is John Carroll with Special Kids, Special Families. And John, we've been talking a lot about especially foster care because May is National Foster Care Awareness Month. And there's a lot of ways to get plugged in to help those in need across Southern Colorado.
There really are a lot of ways, Andrew. I'll tell you what, some people have questions about being a foster parent. Well, you can be single, married, have a domestic partner. You can own or rent a home, condo, apartment of any size. You must have room for that child. You need to be at least 21 years of age, have sufficient income to support your family, be physically able to care for a child, pass child abuse and criminal background checks, and be able to work with a treatment team. That's our crew at Special Kids, Special Families, and do some ongoing training. Now, foster parents do receive a monthly reimbursement that will offset the costs of providing food, shelter, clothing, and other related expenses. The foster parent is not expected to pay for any medical or dental care. These expenses generally covered by Medicaid. So the need is great for foster families to get involved right now. And like I said, we have an orientation the first Tuesday of every month. We can do that via Zoom. And again, our website, sksfcolorado.org, for all the information. Another program that we have related to foster care is our residential host home providers. That's another program of special kids, special families. These are families that are willing to take an adult with disabilities into their home and care for them. So almost kind of think like foster care for adults with disabilities. And again, we've got somewhere around 50 families that are doing that right now. And a program that we have called Benchmark involves foster families who care for teens, take teens into their home. And if that teen, for whatever reason, can't be reunited with their biological family, but they are aging out of the child care system and becoming adults, then that foster family would transition and become their residential host home family and just continue that relationship. So that is, again, another great way to be involved.
Yeah, and especially to help provide some stability in these kids' lives, as we'd mentioned, you know, especially with the teens in foster care, they seem to be kind of bounced and bounced, and that might lead to kind of exacerbating some underlying issues going on. So having that stability, having people really investing in their lives, continuing on after they age out is definitely great. Another key thing that a special kids, special families does that is so important is a lot of behavioral health training, a lot of behavioral health programs as well. And let's touch a little bit on what you guys do ongoing to help families who are staying biological but might just need some extra help dealing with everything else that's on their plate.
That is another program of special kids, special families that we started up nearly 2 years ago, our behavioral health services program. And this is for anyone age 4 through senior citizens, mm-hmm. with or without disabilities, anyone who needs behavioral health care counseling. We have clinicians on staff, and we can offer behavioral health services in English and Spanish. And we're finding that the Spanish-speaking population, a lot of times they may be reluctant to come forward if they need behavioral health services. Just the language barrier or whatever, reluctance to seek help. But that, again, is another program that was busier than ever through the pandemic. A lot of people dealing with the mental health issues because of COVID, yeah. and reaching out and getting the help they need.
Yeah, I was about to say, I bet that really kind of exploded due to, you know, the quarantines, the lockdowns, and maybe shining some light on taking that extra time to really invest in some problems and helping to get stuff that you might have maybe put aside because you were so busy going here and there. But now COVID happened, you're stuck in home, you're locked up for a little bit longer, and really had that time or really had that more come to the forefront. And I imagine that's only going to get busier as the months and years progress.
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. And that is, again, I think another reason why special kids, special families really sort of weathered the pandemic, because we had all these different programs that were keeping us going. One program is our adult services program. That is Joey's Place and ICANN. So Joey's Place is a center-based program where the clients come to us. And pre-COVID, they would spend, we'd have a group of 30 to 40 people in there, adults with disabilities, spending the day at Joey's Place, doing a variety of activities, socialization, life skills, hobbies, cooking, baking, art, everything. And then the other group, ICANN, Integrated Community Accessing and Networking, they go out in the community and we provide transportation. They would go to museums, art galleries, libraries, parks, get out and do things, interact with the community, and just get used to being in a situation with people other than the caregivers that they saw yeah. every day, day in and day out. And now, these programs that I've described, Zach's Place and Joey's Place, a big part of our mission is respite. It's giving caregivers a break.
Yeah.
Families taking care of a child or an adult with disabilities, it can be a lot of stress. It takes time away from the other siblings, time away from family members and things they want to do, work, school, whatever, recreate, you know. So by having a place to take their child or their adult and get that break, it helps sort of recharge their batteries, and then they're better able to care for their loved ones with a disability. So respite is a big part of what we're all about. Our adult services program is the one that I guess you could say suffered the biggest change from COVID, because we had people at first, you know, not able to come in, not coming in, not leaving their homes. And so we had to scale it down and break it into smaller groups once we had adult services, Joey's Place, back up and running. And we've got a very large facility, a big building. We're in the Berwick Electric Building on North Nevada, just north of Fillmore. We've got the whole front half of that building and large rooms. So we can have smaller groups, and we've broken it into three groups in a morning and an afternoon session. So still serving our clients, and a lot of our staff have been seeing clients in their homes as well, and just spending time with them and giving the caregivers a break and doing the things that those clients like to do.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, it's just as important to not only help the people with developmental needs, the clients, but also their families, help give that respite, give that support, kind of help support the support system for so many throughout Southern Colorado. But that is not, it doesn't come cheap, it doesn't come easy, and there's a lot of ways that you can help get involved, help support the great work going on at Special Kids, Special Family. We will break that down still ahead on The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, and chatting all hour long about the great work going on across Southern Colorado is Special Kids, Special Families communications manager and KRDO alum John Carroll. And, you know, it's been great, you know, in the commercial breaks, just catching up. You know, John, it's so great to see your face. I mean, you've been such a great friend and mentor to me throughout my career when I started off very, very early days in KRDO. You were always such a great support. So again, thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming here now and catching up on everything going on at Special Kids, Special Families.
Well, it's great to see you, Andrew, and to see how far you've come from those early days where you were just the guy on the other side of the board pushing the buttons and
into trouble.
Really a great addition to the morning show here. And you've got, sounds like a fun summer coming up, a lot of neat things planned.
Yeah, a lot of neat things planned. A lot of neat things planned as well for Special Kids, Special Families. There's a lot of fundraisers, as you mentioned, things starting to open back up a little bit, get a little bit more out and about, a little bit more social, and ways to really help engage, show the community the great things Special Kids, Special Families does while helping to keep the efforts going throughout the year as well.
Well, that's right. We depend on a lot of fundraising to support our programs, primarily Zach's Place and our adult services program. Normally in March, we would have our bowl-a-thon. Mm-hmm. We had it in 2020. We were able to hold our bowl-a-thon right before St. Patrick's Day and about a week before everything shut down because of COVID. So this year, and we are fingers crossed, looking forward to getting back to these in-person events, we are holding our 12th annual bowl-a-thon on Saturday, September 11th. That is Patriot Day, so we're doing a theme of red, white, and bowl. Normally it'd be a St. Patrick's Day theme, but this year is going to be a lot of red, white, and blue. And the bowl-a-thon, we have it at Kingpin Lanes, 3410 North Academy Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And it's 24 lanes, and we pack the place. We encourage people to come out and have a great time. It's only $30 per person, and you can put together a team of five bowlers. We are looking for sponsors. We're looking for donations for door prizes and gifts to give away and things like that. And you can also, we have some of our adult clients come out and bowl, and kids are welcome too. But we have a support level of just $250 can support a team of five adult clients from Special Kids, Special Families who can come and bowl too. And we always have a great time. And Thanks some of our sponsors, Vinton Law Firm, New Star Energy, Cushman & Wakefield, El Pomar Foundation, Blazer Electric, PDC Pharmacy, BM&M Brokerage, and Disability Services of Colorado. Just a few of the sponsors already on board for the Bowl-a-thon. So that's exciting. That benefits our adult services program.
Yeah, and what a great way to get the adult service participants involved as well and get some fun and get some, you know, normalcy back into their lives as well, because I'm sure this has been even harder for many of the clients as well, being locked up.
It's a great time. They love to get out, and bowling is one of their favorite activities, too, that they do throughout the year, too, and haven't been able to do this past year. Then we are having our 10th annual Night of Comedy. We are booked at Hotel Elegante on Saturday, October 16th. And we are bringing in as our comedian, Josh Blue. And if you are not familiar with Josh Blue, he is a young man with cerebral palsy who has made a reputation and a name for himself as a stand-up comedian. He was at our very first Night of Comedy. Then he won Last Comic Standing, or one of those competition shows, and just really hit the big time. But we are fortunate that we are able to bring him back in on October 16th. We're going to have a silent auction with a lot of fantastic items and a great sit-down dinner and just an all-around fun night. Our theme is Laugh Your Mask Off. So getting back to normal.
Yeah.
And looking forward to it, too. And that is a big fundraiser for Zach's Place, our program for children, where we will also debut our video profiling a family at Zach's Place. Mm-hmm. And also the kids put together a kind of little musical performance, too, some of the kids from Zach's. It's a great time.
And as you'd mentioned, you know, Zach's Place really seeing an explosion of demand as well. You'd mentioned, you know, three times the amount just in the food bill alone, you know, March to March, just that need is continuing throughout the community. And it is such a great way to be able to help give back. And again, if you want to give more, you know, early, you just can't wait till September, October. There's other ways to do so. And again, not only monetary donations, but I'm sure you guys would be willing for donations of people's time as well to help this ongoing effort across the community.
We are. In fact, it's great you mentioned that, because, you know, we had to kind of put a stop to our volunteer program. We've always had great support from the community, people coming in to volunteer for various tasks, helping at Zach's Place, adult services. Right now we've got a big garden bed project that the both facilities are doing, and we've gotten looking for some volunteer help with that. Even filing paperwork at the administrative office, people have just been more than willing to come in and stuff envelopes, all the kinds of things that help support nonprofit organizations. So we're getting the volunteer program back up and running.
Yeah, it is great to see, you know, things getting back together, but then so much more needs, you know, help. A lot of things that did get pushed aside, or so many things that one person is having to do the job of three, four people as well. Getting that help back in so that you guys can just pour more help back into the community, back into those families who need it so much throughout Southern Colorado. If anyone wants that more information, wants to get connected, what are the best ways to go about connecting with Special Kids, Special Families?
Our website, SKSFColorado.org, and you can link to us there, or our phone number, 719-447-8983. Heck, I may even answer the phone myself.
Of course. Well, it's always a great time to chat with you. It's great to see the great things that you guys are doing throughout the community. John, thanks so much. This hour has flown by. I can't believe it. What a better way to spend a Friday morning talking with John Carroll, learning about the great things that are going on at Special Kids, Special Families, and finding ways that we can help give back and keep this effort going on, since there has been such an explosion of demand.
Well, it's been fun for me, too, and great to be back here at KRDO. You know, I started my career at a little radio station in Grand Junction, and it's truly my first love, I think. I always enjoyed my radio experience, even after a long career in TV. So it's been wonderful, and thanks for the opportunity to come and talk about Special Kids, Special Families.
No problem. Well, John, thank you so much. That does it for The Extra. We've got Tom Martino still ahead here on KRDO News Radio.